morning. All right. Good morning. It is 9 a.m. Today is the 9th day of March 2026. It's taken me 3 months to throw that in there. This is a regular meeting of the Marion County Commissioners Court. Today present is myself, County Judge, Living Clerk, Commissioner Precinct 1, Mr. J.R. Ashland. Commissioner Precinct 2, Mr. Jacob Patterson, Commissioner Precinct 3, Mr. Paul D. Webb, and Commissioner Precinct 4, Mr. Jared R. Lee. We always begin our Commissioners Court meetings with a prayer and pledges to the flags. If everyone would please stand. I'll do the prayer this morning. Father, we come before you today and we have so much. We have so much to be thankful for from you. I thank you this morning for, before I go any further, I'm going to say Commissioner Lee's about to get fired up. I'm going to give him a little Baptist prayer. I'm going to do a Catholic quick one. We thank you for the linemen, the timbermen. We thank you for the private citizens. We thank you for any and everybody, the sheriff's deputies, fire departments, the state of Texas. We thank everyone who was involved with helping us throughout the weekend to bring some kind of calm, bring some kind of sense of normalcy to the citizens of Marion County after we had this tornado come through. Also, Father, we want to backtrack a little bit and thank the same group of people for the event we went through last month during the ice storm. 2026 has begun with a bang. We're thankful that we live in the greatest county, in the greatest state, in the greatest country that ever was formed in this world. And we ask you to continue to guide us. We ask you for your mercy. Most importantly, this morning, we ask you for your wisdom. May we come together. May we come together as a free people in a free nation, in a free state, and make decisions about our community. We thank you for the freedoms that you provide us. We thank you for our founding fathers who were wise enough to know that those rights come from you and you alone. We thank you, we praise you, we give you all the glory. It's in your holy, precious, sacred, most glorious name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Under the Texas flag, I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible. Discussions before the court and in all actions in presence of the court. Proper attire for men, women, and children is mandatory. These members of the public who are inappropriately attired and are, who do not conduct themselves in an orderly or appropriate manner will be ordered to leave the meeting. Refusal to abide by the court's order and or continued disruption of the meeting. It says may. It will, on my promise, result in a contempt of court citation. It is not the intention of the Marion County Commissioners Court to provide a public forum for the demeaning of any individual or group. Neither is it the intention of the court to allow a member or members of the public to insult the honesty and or integrity of the court as a body, or any member or members of the court individually or collectively. Accordingly, profane, insulting, or threatening language directed towards the court or any person in the court's presence or any racial, ethnic, or gender slurs will not be tolerated. These rules do not prohibit public criticism of the commissioner's court, including criticism of any act, omission, policy, procedure, program, or service. Violation of these rules may result in the following sanctions: cancellation of the speaker's remaining time, removal from the commissioner's court, a contempt citation, and or such other civil or criminal sanctions as may be authorized under the Constitution, statutes, and codes of the United States of America. We will start with item number one, which is the consent agenda. Thank you, Sandra. You're the best, the most fairest clerk on one.
Monthly reports, so district clerk, January through February of 26. Deputy precinct 1, January of 26. Tax assessor collector, June through December of 2025. County Clerk, February of 26. The Sheriff, February of 26. Treasurer, January of 26. JP Precinct 1, February of 26. And JP Precinct 2, February of 26. And those are the monthly reports.
All right, I have a motion. Any second?
Judge.
Yes.
Hey guys, we also had an ACH on February 26th for $5,123.59. That was for Senate Bill 22, Sheriff's Office for 2024. That was the remainder of the funds not used. And then we no manual checks.
I have a first by Commissioner Ashley. Did you need to make a motion?
I think I just read it.
You just read it.
Oh!
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. I'll make a motion to approve the consent agenda, also added with the ACH of the $5,123.59. Is that correct? Make that motion.
All right. Second. Motion made by Commissioner Lee, second by Commissioner Patterson. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item number two, discuss take necessary action on payroll from February 1st, 15th, 2026 through February 16th through the 28th, 2026.
Bear with me, the pollen got me this weekend.
You got it.
Payroll transfer was on 2/15/2026. The net pay was $1,106,174.73. It was a federal tax deposit on the same date for payroll taxes in the amount of $30,397.60. We had a payroll transfer on 2/28 for net pay. It was $108,907.98. And again, federal tax deposit on that same day for our payroll taxes, which was $31,741.61. Also, we'll have TCDRS. There'll be a transfer on 3/15 for our February 2026 retirement, and it's $52,733.16.
Motion to approve the payroll from February the 1st to the 15th of 2026. And February the 16th through the 28th, 2026, as presented by our treasurer, Mr. B.J. Westbrook.
Second. Motion made by Ashley, second by Webb. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item three, discuss taking necessary action on joint resolution in support of Pexium Health Systems and development of the Rural Hospital
medical facility in Jefferson, Marion County, Texas. We do have a copy of this, each one of you has a copy of it in the paperwork I gave you at the beginning. It says joint resolution. And as usual, read this aloud. The joint resolution in support of Texium Health Systems and the development of rural hospital facility in Jefferson, Marion County, whereas the city of Jefferson and, so before we even get started, I'm gonna completely redraw this, I don't like this at all. So, we're gonna remove joint resolution, we're gonna do our own resolution as the Marion County Commissioners Court, just the first sentence of that, I don't like it. So, before we, when you give me the authority to sign this, it's just me. You can also put in your,
Want to take out the joint?
Let's go through it, I'm just gonna mark it up, and then I think that's gonna be the best way to do it. And we don't have a whole lot of questions. If we wanna do a joint resolution, they can staple them together. Whereas, the county of Marion are committed to promoting the health, safety, and welfare of the residents and to fostering economic development within the region, and whereas Marion County and surrounding East Texas regions have experienced significant challenges in healthcare access, with residents often traveling considerable distance to obtain essential medical services, emergency care, and specialty treatments. Whereas the lack of local hospital services has created the hardship for the aging population, working families, veterans, and vulnerable community members who deserve quality health care close to home. Whereas Texium Health Systems has proposed the development of a rural hospital facility in Jefferson, Texas, utilizing innovative, integrated healthcare delivery model, common brick and mortar facilities, virtual care capabilities, and mobile health service. And whereas the proposed hospital project is expected to create significant employment opportunities, stimulate economic growth, and attract ancillary businesses and services to the Jefferson and County areas. Whereas Texium Health Systems has demonstrated commitment to community engagement and to develop a sustainable healthcare model, specifically designed to meet the unique needs of the rural populations. Whereas the City of Jefferson and Marion County recognize the UE, we're just going to remove the City of Jefferson. Recognized with the establishment of the local hospital facilities would significantly improve health outcomes, reduce emergency response times, and enhance overall quality of life for residents throughout the region. Now, therefore, be resolved that the Commissioners Court of Marion County, Texas, that one, the City of Jefferson and Marion County hereby express their full and unequivocal support for Texium Health Systems and proposed rural hospital project to be built in Jefferson, Marion County. Just like it says, the Marion County. We're going to do Marion County Commissioners Court recognize the crucial importance of this project to the health, welfare, and economic vitality of the community and the broader East Texas region. Section 3. Marion County Commissioners Court is committed to working collaboratively with the Texas Health Systems to facilitate successful development of the project, including but not limited to assistance with local permitting and regulatory process, coordinating with regional, state, and federal agencies, advocacy for grant funding and financial support, and promotions of the project to potential investors and stakeholders. Section 4 of the City of the Commissioners Court. Marion County strongly encourage all relevant funding agencies, grant-making organizations, private investors, and governmental entities to give this project their full consideration and support. Section 5, the resolution shall take effect immediately upon its passage and approval. All right. Is Melissa still out there? We asked her to step in. Has the City of Jefferson passed this?
They have not.
Okay, so thank you.
And we didn't prepare it.
I got you. So what we're going to do is we're going to remove the City of Jefferson off of all this and put in the County of Marion Commissioners Court. So I would like to make a motion to approve item number 3 with the changes that I have laid before, removing the City of Jefferson from this resolution and only doing a resolution pertaining to the Commissioners Court of Marion County.
Second.
All right, I make the motion. Commissioner Ashley seconds that motion. All in favor? Any opposed? Motion carries.
And that's just to keep this our stuff separate from the cities, just to make sure everybody's on the same page.
We all have to talk about completely different things, yes. And I just don't want anything mixed up.
Confusing that for them or us.
Confusion on this court is a cancer. We do not want any confusion seated in any of these areas. Item number four. Come on in, Mr. County Attorney. Public hearing to discuss proposed tax abatements and guidelines. Well, before we get to you, I'm going to ask, we've got two people signed up to speak on item number 4 or 5. Do you guys want to speak before we get into the discussion or after we get into the discussion on item number 4?
After.
Okay, so item number 4, public hearing to discuss proposed tax abatement guidelines. Mr. Carricker, you have the floor, sir.
We met a while back, came up with some proposed guidelines. They've been published, they've been on the website, they've been up for review. I can tell you that the guidelines that are before you basically are substantively the same. We went through and we did find some typos. So we went through and cleaned up the typos. And it's basically mirrored what we discussed in the past.
All right, gentlemen, you had this before you. Do you guys have any questions?
Do we need to hear from them before we vote?
Yeah, but I'm asking if you got to answer this.
Not until after they vote.
It's like in the house. I yield back.
Yeah.
All right. First up, we have Mr. Alan Biddy, who would like to speak on item number 4. Do we have our...
You have the sheet.
Do you have your timer on?
Oh, yes.
Okay. All right, when you hear the timer go off, your 3 minutes is up.
Okay. I can ask my questions individually if somebody's going to respond.
Sure.
Or I can ask the questions and then...
I think the best way to do it is ask your questions and then give them to me. I'll let that smart fellow in the hallway give you an answer.
Done. Okay, my first question is, will this property be leased or owned by the individual that's putting the solar farm up? The abatement for land and solar farm are only improvements for the solar farm. The number of acres, exemptions now, and approximate number of panels, that will be how big is the solar field going to be? Is the government subsidies, will that the government subsidies make it profitable without the subsidies? Will the solar farm be profitable without the government subsidies? If it receives government subsidies and county abatement, how will this be beneficial to the county? And once the abatement period is over, what then? Will they pay the taxes or abandon the field? Who is responsible for the cleanup if the field is...
I can answer that one. Yeah. That's the one I can answer. All the rest of those have to be answered to the company.
Okay.
And the property owner. So let me answer that one before we move on. Ask that question you just asked one more time.
Once the abatement period is over, what then? Will they pay taxes or abandon the field?
Okay, that's a question for them. However, if they abandon the field and they leave all that, so let's just say they walk out of Marion County like they were never here, and they leave all that stuff there, all those panels, batteries, all everything. Let's just say they just rapture out of Marion County. So the state of Texas makes them buy a bond, that if that happens, that bond turns around and cleans that up as per the state of Texas. So the state will come in, they'll oversee all that, they'll make sure everything's cleaned up. We asked that question earlier in the process.
So then that eliminates my question number seven, who is responsible? And solar is DC, produces DC voltage, and so that has to be inverted to AC voltage. And in order to, you know, for it to be put on the grid, where will the battery banks and the equipment to convert and transmit be housed?
That I have a meeting about in the morning. So that is yet to be determined. So I answered two of them. How many? Seven?
I marked out eight ones that...
That you already got.
That I don't need.
You don't want to keep this.
You may.
Perfect. All right. 3 minutes.
Judge?
Yes?
Before you go forward?
Yeah.
This is just the guidelines. There will be a public, anybody that moves for an abatement, there will be a whole public hearing as it relates to that entity.
With the person requesting the abatement.
They will be here. So today is just whether or not the county wants to set up guidelines that say, should an industry want to come to the county, we as the county have a set of guidelines that they have to comply with to come to us for an abatement. When they come to us for the abatement, they have to delineate what area they're going to be in the county by legal description and what the industry is. And those types of questions will be at that public hearing.
Let me put it in the layman's terms of what he just said. We're going to have a meeting with the people that own this company, and you're going to be able to answer, they'll be able to answer any questions that this court cannot. And this abatement policy resolution that we're looking at today is just the guidelines set forth by Marion County. This doesn't have to do with any company bringing in a solar farm or a pharmaceutical warehouse. This is a broad stroke that gives us the authority to oversee any company that wants to come to Marion County. So this isn't specifically aimed at a solar farm. This is aimed at any company that may or may not want to come within the territorial boundaries of Marion County. That's what we're talking about today. However, we can take some questions on this solar farm that we can answer. I mean, I answered two out of eight. So the rest of those will have to be answered by the company when we do the public hearing for them, which they'll be here, and I'm sure they'll have plenty of people to answer any questions for anybody. But again, this is just specifically a tax abatement policy for Marion County, not a solar farm, not the general store, not Walmart, not anybody in particular, specifically for Marion County.
That being said, we left it very open for the county to make dealings with each individual.
Absolutely.
So entity that wants to come to the county.
Obviously, we stacked the deck. We stacked the deck in the favor of the citizens of Marion County. Do you know why we did that? Because we can do that.
That's right.
With this. If we did not have this in place, that company comes in, throws an abatement on the table and says, hey, we want to abate our taxes for 10 years. That's our policy. If you like it, great, we'll move in. If you don't, we'll just go into Cass County.
Now, we get to choose.
Now, we get the cards. We know the cards after we do this. So that's what this is. So just to get everybody on the same page, I think we had Ms. Barb Glock would like to speak on item four. We'll do four first, and then you get 3 minutes on five, because you wrote four and five down. You still want to...
I believe that some of the questions that I had were already answered.
Okay.
Maybe this is... my own ignorance, but this is 2026. I'm a little surprised. Does Marion County not already have a tax abatement?
Great answer. The last tax abatement policy that we can find is when IP came in and took the plant. So that was probably when I was two. So it's been 4 years ago that we can find something similar.
Okay, and that's the reason, because as a matter of any strategic planning, economic development, considering the poor state of this county, I would have hoped that you'd have had something like this in place already. But yeah, there are lots of guidelines, and thanks for answering some of the questions.
Sure. So that we did have guidelines in place, but they were 40 years old. We don't want to use those guidelines. That's the reason we're doing these.
Right. I think they need to be redone every so often.
I would assume.
Is that correct?
Probably at least every decade. I wasn't here though.
Okay, all right, thank you.
But we're not that far behind the times because Harrison did theirs in 21 and Cass did theirs in 22. So we're a little late, but we're not.
We don't get people knocking on the door and put stuff like this in the county. Thank you very much. Any other questions, comments? We will assume that the public hearing for the proposed tax abatement guidelines is complete. We're going to move to item number 5, discuss taking necessary action regarding tax abatement guidelines. If you guys have any questions, comments, concerns, Tim, you're good with us signing this proclamation?
I am.
Okay.
You're good. I can depend on it.
Indeed.
Number 5, we're ready.
Ready when y'all are. Unless y'all have any questions. I am not reading this resolution before we move any forward. This thing is 10 pages long. Plenty of time for that. We all got things we have to do.
We are number 5, right?
Yes.
You will. Motion to take action regarding our tax abatement guidelines.
In the affirmative.
In the affirmative.
I'll second that.
Motion made by Ashley. Second by Lee. All in favor? Any opposed? There was a question mark on that in the affirmative. That's correct. You wanted it in the affirmative, please. Allowing the county judge to sign.
Yes. Judge, before you move to your next item, can you jump to the end of your agenda so I can do what I'm
sure
to do and go back and fight crime? I think it's update. I can't remember the term about the update on the hospital.
Yeah, but I was just going to tell you that we don't really have anything.
Well, I can tell you.
Bro. Okay. All right. Well, hey, before we move, we're going to go ahead and jump to item 16 on the agenda, discuss and take any necessary action on updates regarding the hospital building.
Here's where you're at. Your contract is in the title company. I heard from the title company Friday. As soon as the local abstract, we'll get them the abstract of title, they'll issue the policy and we'll go to closing. So we're kind of waiting on the abstract to come from here because the close the top company is in Longview. As soon as they get that, we'll close. So I'm hoping within the week you'll have your $100. Don't speak it all at once. Judge, I think that finishes me up with you.
All right. Item number 16, there was no action taken. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Senators of the Minutes, County District Clerk Association to take a certificate of completion for continuing education hours as prescribed in Section 5.1.605 Texas Government Code for Kimberly Wives, County Clerk, Marion County. No action taken on item number 6. Item number 7, Community Health Court to address the court regarding proclamation announcing March as Developmental Disabilities Awareness Month.
Do you want me to read it, Judge?
You sure can. I'd be honored.
Good morning, Commissioners. Good morning, Judge. Patty Brady with Community Health Corps, and y'all know Mrs. Smith. She is on our Board of Directors, our Board of Trustees for Marion County, and she does an excellent job in connecting us with the needs of Marion County and making sure that we know what the needs are here and that we're helping people with mental illness. And this month is Developmental Disabilities Awareness Month. And developmental disabilities is something that's really important to us as a local intellectual and developmental disabilities authority for Marion County. A lot of people maybe don't know that term yet, but mental retardation went away many years ago, and now it's intellectual and developmental disabilities. And so those are some of the individuals we serve. So I'm going to go ahead and read this, Judge.
An estimated 600,000 individuals in Texas have developmental disabilities. The hopes and dreams of Texans affected by developmental disabilities do not differ from the aspirations of all in our state to be self-sufficient, work and earn a living, practice their faith, and support their community. Like all Texans, people with disabilities have unique skills and experiences that forfeit the state's rich diversity. But many also face unique challenges, which makes it important to raise awareness about disability experience in Texas and understand how each person can live their best life. Throughout our history, these Texans have made substantial contributions to the Lone Star State and made it a better place. There is no doubt that Texas is better when we see every citizen is able to flourish in their community. Students with developmental disabilities are included in the classroom setting outside of special education are more likely to realize their full academic potential. When people with disabilities are included in the workforce, they have the opportunity to earn competitive wages, work as a part of a team, and support our state's strong economy. People with developmental disabilities who are involved in their community generally live longer, healthier lives, and are more likely to give back to their communities. When inclusion becomes a way of life, Texas communities thrive. Each year, we dedicate the month of March to raise an awareness about people with developmental disabilities and their families and caregivers, and emphasizing the importance of including all people with all abilities in every aspect of their lives. During this month, Texans can raise awareness about how classrooms, workplaces, houses of worship, and communities are stronger when they include people with all abilities. This month, we encourage Texans to come together to increase awareness about developmental disabilities and support full inclusion and equality for all. Therefore, we, Community Health Corps, the local intellectual and developmental disabilities authority, encourage Marion County Judge and Commissioners to declare March 2026 as Developmental Disabilities Awareness Month in Marion County, Texas.
I'll make a motion that we pass this proclamation March 2026 Developmental Disabilities Awareness Month with authorization for me to sign this because it's not up everybody.
Second.
Motion by myself, second by Patterson. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Let's take a quick picture.
Development of disabilities to not be a subject that people are ashamed to talk about.
Indeed.
It's something that probably affects the lives of maybe everyone in here, if not, you know, not everyone, someone. So something to be ashamed of, and just want you guys to get the word out that Community Health Corps is an organization out there that offers the services to assist them.
Yep. I had a cousin named Kyle who lived on this earth for quite a few years who was the happiest human being that I've ever seen in my life. And she didn't know where she was. And she lived in a chair, and she couldn't move real good, but anytime she was wheeled into a room, it was like somebody sunshine in that room. She was just the most remarkable human I've ever met. Unfortunately, we lost her quite a few years ago, but she needed to get home and shine that light where it belonged, because that kind of light don't belong around here.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Thank you for all you do in support of this corps and Community Health Corps. It's an organization that we could not do our daily lives without. So thank you very much. And hopefully with this new hospital coming, we have more opportunities coming forth, especially with Community Health Corps.
Exciting news coming. Yeah,
more news. All right, gentlemen, take a quick pick. Y'all come on. Y'all know the routine. We got a damn pack. Ladies. Ken's good at pictures. Ken will take pictures.
Okay.
Thank you very much. We'll get this to you on sheet. puts that in the system.
Thank you. I know probably all day.
Thank you.
If you would like to stay to watch the sausage being made, please do. If you don't, sure, exit the door anytime. We will move over to item number 8. I'm going to say this and leave the room. Discuss and take necessary action on setting dates for Earth Week 2026 in correlation to Earth Day, April 22nd, 2026, and authorize the county auditor to publish notice in the newspaper. Gentlemen, that's on y'all.
Last 2 full weekends of April, beginning on Friday, April the 17th, and ending Sunday the 26th. Is that right, Jared?
Is that good for y'all?
That takes care of 2 Fridays, Saturday, and Sundays. You got it? Okay.
That Monday's a holiday. Okay. We're just doing the dates of our normal, the days that are
normally
open anyway, not all the week, the whole week. Yeah. It's just your normal.
Yeah, it's only your normal hours at your dump, but those are the days.
Through that time, from the 17th to the 26th.
Is that your pin call?
Did Dr. think pin call?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know why I just thought of that. But it's only for your normal dump days.
Normal hours.
Yeah,
each precinct.
Hours and time. That's correct.
You got it?
Did you make that as a motion or?
I can.
Yeah.
Motion to approve Earth Week beginning April the 17th through April the 26th at each precinct during normal work hours of just 2026.
Second.
Motion made by Ashley, seconded by Dr. Lee. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item number 9, discuss taking any necessary action enrollment in 2026 tax cybersecurity training, 54 users at $5 user for an elected official or employee who uses the commuter for 25% of their job function, authorizing the county auditor and the county judge to docu-sign. So, out of the 54 users, Shanna, all of those use the computer more than 25% of their job functions?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, they took off. You still have to take it because you use the computer. But they took off, like they used to make the commissioners take it. They never did on the computer. So these are all users, computer users. And then if we get any new employees before this is due in August, then I'll add them. But everybody's, it's a $5 per person. And the reason I put DocuSign is because they're doing it different this year. You know, used to you could sign the form here in court and send it back. Now it's only online, and I don't know what it looks like, so I don't know if that's supposed to be you or me signing it when I actually, you know, get approved this and I actually go online to do it.
I'll make a motion that we pass the enrollment in 2026 tax cybersecurity training with 54 users at $5 a user for any elected official or employee who uses the computer for 25% of their job functions, and authorizing the county auditor slash county judge slash auditor in the event the judge is not in the room to docu-sign. How about that?
Second.
Motion made by myself, seconded by Commissioner Ashley. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item number 10, discuss and take any necessary action on liability renewal questionnaire to attack for public officials' liability, law enforcement liability, and privacy or security event liability and expense coverage for June 17th, 2026 through June 17th, 2027, authorizing the county judge to sign. Before we start that, I guess that always happens in June.
Yes, they're all staggered. So this is the public official law enforcement one. And then I already have the property one that will be on the next agenda. So they're just all staggered throughout the...
The insurance company doesn't want us to see the total premium.
True.
So they sprinkle them through the year. All right, do I have a motion on item number 1? Again, this is a questionnaire. Before we do anything, we have to fill this out, send it back to them, and they send us...
And I did include in there what we paid the previous years.
Motion to take action on liability renewal questionnaire through TAG for public officials' liability, law enforcement liability, and privacy or security event liability, and expense coverage for June 17th of '26 through June 17th of '27, authorizing our county judge to sign.
Second. Motion made by Ashley, second by Patterson. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Item 11, discuss and take any necessary action on ratification of Rural Prosecutor's Office Salary Assistance Program Award Number 1A, TAG 0000002596 for $100,000 docu-signed by the District Attorney Tim Carricker on February 10th, 2026. This was a time crunch thing, guys. That's the reason we're ratifying it. He had to sign it on before a certain date, but we didn't have a commissioner's court meeting. So he went ahead and signed it so that we would lose out on $100,000. We do this quite a bit with other things. This isn't anything out of the unusual.
And it was already budgeted.
Yeah, budgeted it.
This is just receiving of the money.
The $100,000 is rewarded to his office, not this court. So, I mean, basically, you can sign it without our approval. However, we like all money to be spent throughout Camden County to at least wash through this office before we send it anywhere.
Make a motion for the ratification of the Rural Prosecutor's Office Salary Assistance Program Award Number IA TAC 0000002596 for $100,000, docu-signed by the District Attorney Tim Carricker on February the 10th, 2026.
Second.
Motion by Lee, actually all in favor. Any opposed? Motion carries. Item 12, discuss taking necessary action on special budget for Sheriff's SB 22 additional funds of $100,000 appropriated in the 89th regular legislative session per auditor revenue certification.
All right, this is the same thing. It's the same grant. And we previously, we budgeted based on the award for our population side. Size was $250,000. It changed in the legislature in the fall, and counties of our population got an additional $100,000. So this is just to budget that for his office, the additional $100,000.
Same song, different dance.
Yes.
So this money's coming through the sheriff's department, and we just got to push it through this court before we send it out.
Motion to approve the necessary action on the special budget for the sheriff SB 22 additional funds of $100,000. Appropriated in the 89th regular legislative session per auditor revenue certification.
Second. Motion made by Ashley, second by Lee. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item number 13, discuss taking necessary action or resolution in support of e-grants. Interoperable radio communications project applications or Homeland Security Grant Program SHSP regular solicitation for 13 portable radios and 7 mobile radios. Everybody sit down, calm down. It's $203,658 and a penny.
Okay, but this is not a matching grant. This is a full award, 100% grant.
So it's an allocation.
Yes.
Basically.
And this is just the application. They are not awarded until like September or August, and there's no guarantee. Like, we'll come back to the court to accept it once it's awarded. There's no guarantee we'll get the whole $200,000. We could just end up with $50,000 or $100,000, or they just have to. They allocate it based on the money that they get and the different kinds of awards that people apply for. This is just approval for us to apply.
Yeah. No, I'm not going to read that. No. No. Yeah, let's read that. Resolution, whereas Marion County finds in the best interest of citizens of Marion County that the inoperable radio communications program be operational during fiscal year 26-27, and whereas Marion County agrees to provide application matching funds for the said project as required by the Office of Governor, Public Safety Office grant application, and whereas Marion County agrees that in the event of loss or misuse of the Office of the Governor funds, Marion County assures that the funds will be returned to the Office of the Governor in full. Whereas Marion County designates the county judge as the guarantee's authorized official. The authorized official is given the power to apply for, accept, reject, alter, or terminate the grant on behalf of the applicant agency. Whereas Marion County designates the county auditor as the guarantee's financial officer. The financial officer is given the power to submit financial and or programmatic reports or alter a grant on behalf of the application agency. Now therefore be resolved, Marion County approves the submission of the grant application for the radio communication project to the Office of Governor passed this 9th day of March. Signed by all. There we go. It's a standard resolution that the governor's office uses for any grant that goes through his office. That's nothing out of the ordinary. As it's stated in there that Marion County agrees to provide applicable matching funds for the said project as required by the Office of the Governor Public Safety Office grant application. They are not, however, that line is in every single grant application resolution that goes to the governor's office. Yeah. Didn't want anybody to be confused.
Yes, so. But this one doesn't have a match. So this is just, we're trying to eventually upgrade our radio system.
Which, gentlemen, just so that everybody knows, so that we're not, it comes budget time, I want you guys to open your budget and try to flip my desk over and beat me over the head. We've got to upgrade our radio systems throughout the county, and right now we're looking at about $1.5 million to do that over the next couple of years. So this is a $203,658.01 bite out of that large apple. So that we're in the process of doing that, because in a certain amount of time, we won't have working radios anymore because everything's changing so fast.
We're also going to get applying for a grant for that, so I see JR, you can breathe.
Everything's going to be applied through a grant. We have located a grant for every step of the way. It doesn't guarantee you that we're going to get them, but we will apply for them. However, if everybody remembers about 6 months ago, when speaking of abatements, we were talking about tax abatements. We had a company in here said, we're going to give you $10,000 a year till we get up to, or $100,000 a year till we get you a million. And my response to that was, no ma'am, we take our money up front here, because in 10 years you may not be here, but we still will be here in 10 years. So in the event we don't get grants,
there's something.
There's something there that we could work with.
Okay.
We're not there yet, but we're getting there.
Baby steps.
Baby steps. Small bites of the apple. Small bites of the apple.
Lots of small bites.
Yeah. We can't eat a whale like a sardine. Yeah.
You want a motion on that?
Yes, if you'll make a motion on that.
Make a motion that we take the necessary action on the resolution in support of the E-Grants Interoperable Radio Communications Project Application through Homeland Security Grant Program SHSP regular solicitation for 13 portable radios, 7 mobile radios at $203,658.01.
Second. Motion made by Lee, second by Patterson.
Leave me out of there.
How are they going to leave me hanging? Just swinging in the wind. You'll pass that. Start with this resolution and go from there.
Resolution supporting legislation to improve county road infrastructure and safety. Whereas Texas counties are the functioning arm of state government and are responsible for the operation and maintenance of local transportation infrastructure maintenance. More than half of all public road miles in the state of Texas, and ensuring safe and efficient travel for residents, businesses, and emergency services. Whereas the state motor fuel tax established in 1923 and last adjusted to 20 cents per gallon in 1991, currently generates approximately $3.85 billion annually, of which one-fourth is dedicated to the available school fund and the remaining three-fourths to the state highway fund, with only a small portion. Everybody sit down for this. $7.3 million is allocated to the county and road district highway fund, also known as the lateral road fund. Whereas this allocation to Texas counties has remained unchanged since 1954, despite decades of population growth, inflation, and increasing transportation demands that have significantly reduced the purchasing power of counties to maintain essential local infrastructure. I don't know about you guys, but in 1954, I had four grandparents that actually walked to God's green earth. Out of those four, two of them had driver's licenses. Out of those two, one of them owned a vehicle. How about that? My grandmother had a car, but she didn't drive it. She didn't want to drive it. Anyway. Whereas the proposed legislation would allocate one penny of the state's motor fuel tax to the county and road district highway fund to be distributed using existing statutory formula. Whereas the state of Texas has also established additional registration fees for electric vehicles, $400 at initial registration and $200 annually thereafter to offset the reduced motor fuels tax revenue associated with non-fuel consuming vehicles. And whereas while the fees are currently directed entirely to the state highway fund, counties receive no portion of this new revenue source, despite being equally responsible for maintaining and improving the local roadways on which these vehicles travel. And whereas a companion legislative proposal would dedicate 5% of electric vehicle registration fee revenue to the county and road district highway fund, thereby ensuring the county share equitably in the revenue derived from all class of vehicles using county roads. Whereas increasing allocation from both the motor fuel tax and electric vehicle registration fees would provide a substantial pay-as-you-go funding mechanism for county transportation infrastructure without increasing tax rates or imposing new burdens on taxpayers, ensuring a fair, more efficient partnership between state and county governments in maintaining the Texas transportation network. Now, therefore, be resolved that the Marion County Commissioners Court does hereby find that in the best interest of Texas counties and their taxpayers to support and favor the passage of legislation that, one, reallocates one penny of the state motor fuels tax to the county and road district highway fund, and two, allocates 5% of electric vehicle registration fee revenue to the county and road district highway fund for distribution to Texas counties in accordance with the existing statutory formula as follows. One-fifth allocated according to the area determined by the ratio of the area of the county to the area of the state. Two-fifths allocated according to the rural population determined by the ratio of the rural population of the county to the rural population of the state. And two-fifths allocated according to lateral road miles, determined by the ratio of the mileage of lateral roads in the county to the mileage of lateral roads in the state as of January 1st of the year of the allocation, as shown by records of the State Federal Highway Planning Survey and the department. Be it further resolved that a copy of this resolution be forwarded to the members of the Texas Legislature representing this county and the Texas Association of Counties for distribution and advocacy in support of this legislation. So, that being said, our county roads are as in good a shape as they can be with what revenue we receive off of them. Give me an example. I had a guy in my office not too long ago. He was raising cane with a commissioner. He said, man, this road in front of my house is awful. Told him we had 385 miles of awful roads throughout Marion County. You turn a pig trail into a motor vehicle road. It goes from a pig trail to a horse and buggy to a motor vehicle in the 50s to today's world. We don't want to raise taxes on anybody, especially on a road and bridge. Obviously, we have to in order
to somewhat maintain what we have. I guess that's the best way to put it. However, this allocation to the state hasn't changed since prior to my birth. Since what year were you born?
56.
So prior to your birth, and you're the oldest member of the court, this has not changed from the state of Texas. I count on the state of Texas every time we have a commissioner's court. However, you drive into Austin today, they're spending somewhere like $500 million on an overpass to get into Austin. They've been working on it since I've been county judge. That'd be 8 years in September. Imagine what you guys could do with a couple hundred million dollars. Anyway.
Yeah, I think they only get like, I don't have my financial statement, but I think they only get like $20,000 or something for the lateral work fund. Like, we don't get much.
So that doesn't even, how much oil dirt they put on the road? Without, just oil dirt, just purchasing oil dirt.
Seven loads.
How much would that go?
A quarter mile.
A quarter mile, they sent us a quarter mile of material, not labor, material. Okay. All right, anyway, I'm off my card.
If this happens, the increase will be how much? What do you think?
I'm not sure. Depends on the numbers come out of January.
It's ridiculous.
It's stupid. It's stupid how much money.
Ridiculous. How much more it would be. Like, from what, 20 to like nearly a million?
Yeah. Like, we could.
It's crazy.
I'm not going to say that. Never mind.
It would
be
a lot.
More than a lot. It would be a game changer for me.
100%.
But there's not going to be a penny a gallon just for this, for every gallon of fuel we sell in the county?
I don't know. No, they use the state.
Across?
It's a statewide formula that they allocate because, like I just said, they use.
It's ridiculous.
For Texas counties, in accordance with the existing statutory formula as follows, 1/5 allocated in accordance to the area determined by the ratio of the area of the county to the area of the state. So basically, be the square mileage of Marion County. You know, take that out of whatever. Let's say the state got $254, 254 counties. Marion County derives, let's say, 1.1% of the counties in the state of Texas. So if we get our allocation plus 0.1% because of our size, land mass size. Doesn't have anything to do with how many people get fueled in Marion County.
Yeah.
It has to do with the land mass.
Judge, what was Cass County's, I think they're rough figures, don't hold me to it, but I think they were getting like 70-something thousand from this, and with this in place, we would get almost a million.
So it went from 70,000 to a million. So if we get from 20, we'll go to 800,000.
15 times. A lot.
Could you use another $250,000 shot?
Anything.
Yeah,
another $250,000.
All right, gentlemen, so I need a motion, a second.
I'll make a motion that we take the action on the regarding the 2026 road, county road resolution.
Second.
Motion made by Lee. Second by Webb. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Item number 15, discuss taking necessary action concerning the water and sewer infrastructure House Bill 500 direct appropriations project. Gentlemen, we're still in works getting all of that stuff to where we can present it to the court. Say this is what the plan is. This is what the application process looks like. We're going to determine how we move forward from that. So at this point, we have no actions to be taken on item number 15. I did have a really great visit with Ms. Perez, I think it was last week. Did we visit? It was last week, wasn't it? About some projects she's got some ideas for. I told her great ideas, and we would love to look at them. However, once we got to get this application process in place, and we're currently working on that now through the state and Shannon and everybody. We want to make sure everybody's fair. However, when we get finished with that, we will put that in the newspaper so that all the water systems can see that we're looking at it. So I have nothing to report on item number 15 unless you guys have any questions for me where we're at. So no action taken on item number 15. Item number 16, we already discussed with county attorney, so no action taken on item number 16.
Motion to adjourn.
Second. Motion to adjourn by Commissioner Ashley, second by Commissioner Patterson, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? We are adjourned, thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
I think I have a statement.
I'll look.